a few things here. So we have like this, it says in the Gemara that Rabbi Rav Ashi said that on the Vash of tomorrow, make the Baruch of Shakel, and the rest is like a Bishud, that it's Zeyah Ba'alma. So it's Mavur in Agamara that the reason why Bishud says there's no Chiyuv Karen V'chaymish on May Paris is because it's a Zeyah Ba'alma. And you have the same thing with Gemara M'sachim Chavdalit. Also, the Gemara says, Abai over there says, that the reason for Bishud is that May Paris, outside of, except for Yayin V'shemen, but other May Paris, they have a din of Zeyah Ba'alma. That's why there's no Chiyuv Karen V'chaymish for eating May Paris, for drinking May Paris of Chumah. So, we already talked a little bit. The Rishonim ask, the Gemara in Chulin seems to, it sounds like it's a svar, but the Gemara in Chulin says that it's Xeas Echosov. That the reason why that the time of the Rabbi Shua is because he holds Doiminov Uki Basra, that even though we learn out the din of May, that May Paris, still have the din of the pre, we learn it out from Bikurim. But now that we learn out to Truma, we learn out Hekesh from Truma to Bikurim, from Bikurim to Truma, now that we've transferred the Lima to Truma, and by Truma, no, the Torah talks about Dogrim Tirish V'Yitzah. The Torah talks about especially Tirish V'Yitzah. So even though the Torah is talking about being Mafish from Tirish V'Yitzah, it's not where you're taking Yayin V'Shemen of Tevel and making it into Truma. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about something else. Rabbi Yeshua is talking about taking Zaysim V'Anovim of Truma and squeezing them out until they retain the status of Truma. But still, since it says Tirish V'Yitzah in the context of Truma, that informs how we understand the din of May Paris, and therefore the din of May Paris is limited to Yayin V'Shem. That's the Gemara in Chulin. The Kitzur, the Gemara in Chulin seems to say that it's Xeris HaKosuf. The difference between Yayin V'Shem on the one hand and other May Paris on the other is Xeris HaKosuf. So why are you telling me? How do we have these other Gemaras that say that it has to do with the fact that Yayin V'Shem is not a Zeyah Ba'alma and other May Paris are a Zeyah Ba'alma? So Tosfos Sochem says that the pshat is the Svara Chitzoyna. The initial point of departure in Svara is that everything is Zeyah Ba'alma. And that's not Gesvara. Everything should be Zeyah Ba'alma. The Pasuk tells me that Yayin V'Shemen are not a Zeyah Ba'alma. The Rashba says a slightly different Nusuch. The Rashba Yos, a slightly different Nusuch. He says that that the Pasuk is Megala, the distinction between Yayin V'Shemen and other May Peres. The Yayin V'Shemen are not a Zeyah Ba'alma, and other May Peres are a Zeyah Ba'alma. So there's a difference of nuance between Tosis and the Rashba that maybe deserves to be explored, but we're not going to go into that right now. But I call upon Masada Shavashvam that they're learning that even though it's Xeris HaKosuv, but the Xeris HaKosuv is Megala, that Yayin V'Shemen are not a Zeyah Ba'alma, and all other pairs are a Zeyah Ba'alma. So that by itself is okay. But then we find an interesting thing that the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosis, the Rashba, they all are at pains to discard, delineate. What exactly is it about Yayin V'Shemen that makes it not Zeyah Ba'alma? And therefore, by extension, what other juices might also be like Yayin V'Shemen might also not be a Zeyah Ba'alma? So Rashi says because the Yayin V'Shemen, you plant the Zeysim Yanovim for the purpose of the Yayin and the Shemen. And Taisa says because it's Nishtana Li'iluyo. And Rashi speaks out of Ferris that maybe it'll be an afkamina for other May Paris. If you have other May Paris that are also planted for the purpose of the Jews, then it'll be like Yayin V'Shemen, or that are Nishtana Li'iluyah, so it'll be like Yayin V'Shemen. So that by itself, I thought, is a little bit surprising, because I would have said, if not for the Rishonim, I would have said that even though the Xeris HaKosuv is not just an arbitrary Xeris HaKosuv, Rishonim are Mechriach Magam or from the Gemara Pesachim, that the Xeris HaKosuv is Megala, that Yayin V'Shemen are not Zeyah Ba'alma, and other May Paris are Zeyah Ba'alma. But it still might be, I would have thought it should be, that the Torah says that Yayin V'Shemen are Choshev, they're not a Zeyah Ba'alma. All the May Paris are a Zeyah Ba'alma. We have to say that Yayin V'Shemen is just a paradigm, and there could be other May Paris that are like Yayin V'Shemen. What's the echruch to that? Why not say the Torah was Megala, a din, that Yayin V'Shemen, the Torah considers to be Choshev, and they don't have a status as Zeyah Ba'alma, and everything else is Zeyah Ba'alma, and that's it. End of story. The Torah was Megala, that this is more Choshev. What's so terrible? Like the Torah's Megala that the Perish and Ishtabcha Meritzol, the Shivas Haminim and Mochashu. Right? We have Sukkim, Shivas Haminim and Mochashu, that you make a bracha achrona on them, other Perish, you don't make a bracha achrona. But Eilim Lishamanu, that we should try to figure out what's so special about the Shivas Haminim, and then if we find other Perish that are like the Shivas Haminim, they'll also require benching. The Torah said these are the Choshu of Perish and Ishtabcha Meritzol, these are the Perish that are very special, Eritzolim Shtabechanim, and the story. So over here, the Torah said, Yayin V'Shemen are special, they're not Zeyah Ba'alma. Why can't that be the end of the story? Mechatesa, it has to be that it's somehow a binyan av that we should learn out that there might be other things in the world that are also like Yayin Hashem. That's question number one. Maybe not an intolerable question, but nonetheless, I thought that's a har. Another problem in the sugya. It's a glaring problem, the sugya in Chulin itself. And that is that most Yishayim hold that the Chiyah of Truma altogether is only by Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. Since the Torah talks about Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah, most Yishayim hold, Rashi places in many places, the Rashba in Shabbos Naf Samaches, the Raivin in Hilchas Maisis in Perek Vav, I think it's in Perek Vav. I'm sorry, Perek Aleph. The Raivin in Hilchas Maisis in Perek Aleph. Most Yishayim hold that the Chiyah of Trumas and Maisis Minat Torah is only by Dogim Tirish V'Yitzah. The Rambam in Yischaelik, the Rambam holds that all Peiris that you learn have a Chiyah of Trumas and Maisis Minat Torah. Most Yishayim hold not the way, it's only Dogim Tirish V'Yitzah. So how is the problem? How do I understand the Gemara in Chulin? Gemara in Chulin says that according to Bishua, Doimino Vuki Basra, that even though we have a Limud that may Peiris have a din of the Pri, we have a Limud from Bikurim that may Tovi, the Rabbis, that with its marvin may pay rise, but since Daimino Vuki Basra, and since by Truma itself it says Tirish V'Yitzor, so therefore it's Megala that the din that may pay rise are like the pre that's limited to Tirish V'Yitzor. Because see, the Torah talked about Tirish V'Yitzor, it's only by Tirish V'Yitzor that may pay rise like the pre. What's the Raya B'chal? The Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzor because all other may pay rise, never mind the may pay rise, all other pay rise don't have Trumas and Mises. So of course the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzor. No, who says the Torah, Mechatesa, the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzah because there's anything special about Tirish V'Yitzah? The Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzah because those are the only things, forget the Mayperis, the Pri itself, pomegranates and dates and figs, they don't have a Chiyuv Trumas and Maisers. Chiyuv Trumas and Maisers is only by Yayin, Shemen, and Dovah. So, the Torah talks about Dovah and Tirish V'Yitzah. So what does it even mean to say that this, first of all, you can ask the question several ways. What does it mean that we have Machaikas or Belezer and Abishur? Do you say Doimino Mino or Doimino Abuki Basra? When we learn out from Bikurim to Truma that may pay us or have the din of the free, and Rabbi Shua says no, it's limited to Tirish V'Yitzor, and Rabbi Belezer says that it applies to all payers. What kind of Machaikas is that? There are no other payers to speak of. When it comes to Truma, there are no other payers in the world except Dog and Tirish V'Yitzor. So what's Bechal? What's Bechal shot in this limud? So Rashi in Chulin addresses the question. And Rashi says, Linachanami, but called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. We have always a rule, called the Tikkun Rabbanon, there is a Chi of Truma mid Rabbanon in other Paris. And since called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkun, so therefore, when Chazal made the Chi of Trumas and Mises mid Rabbanon for other Paris, Mislamin made it Kein Deraisa, and therefore, what does Rashi mean? It's Kein Deraisah, and therefore, if you hold Doimino Mino, then May Paris will only be like the pre when it comes to Tirish V'Yitzer. And by other May Paris will not be, because called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisah Tikkun. Like Hilu, really, there's nothing, there can't be any Machlekes of Lezim Shul, because there is no other case. All there is a Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer. But still, Mid Rabbanon, there are other cases, and called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisah Tikkun. So Mela, and at the Rabbanon level, we'll have this Machlekes whether Doimino Mino or Doimino Vuki Vasra. That's kind of what Rashi says. So that's very difficult. First of all, Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun means that when you have a Din Rabbanon, they model it on a Din Deraisa. Here, it's a different kind of Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon. We have Trumas and Maisis Mid Rabbanon by other Peiris. And now we have a Limud from Bikurim. And we want to know, how does the Limud work? Does it work with Daimino Mino? Does it work with Daimino Vuki Basra? But the whole Machlaik is Daimino Mino. Daimino Vuki Basra is not really Shaykh over here. Because there are no other Peiris. So we're saying, no, but since Mid Rabbanon, there are other Peiris. So on a Drabbanon level, we'll have a Machlekes Daimino Mino, Daimino Vuki Basra. That's a very unusual kind of called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. We're not saying that there's a Din Drabbanon that's modeled on a Din Deraisa. We're saying that there's a Din Drabbanon, and now in this Din Drabbanon, we're going to have a Machlekes out of Darshan the Psukim. With what rule to Darshan the Psukim? That's a very unusual kind of called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun. That's number one, a little strange. And even more strange is that if the Machlekes of Blazin Mishul was limited to Truma, okay, so I could say it's a Rabbanon Dikam Machlekes. Rabbi Elazar says it's all May Peres Mid Rabbanon have a Din Truma, and Rabbi Shua says no, only Zaysim Anovim Tirish V'Yitzer have a Mid Rabbanon have a Din of Truma. But it's Mavu in the Gemara that the Machlekes Rabbi Elazar Mishua is not only about Truma, because from Truma we then learn back to Bikurim, and from Bikurim to Arla, so we learn back to Bikurim which peiros have a din, which may peiros a chayav in arla, which may peiros have tushus bikurim. So that's a din deraisa. So how do we learn that? How does Rav Elazar, how does Rav Shua say, Rav Shua is going to learn from Truma back to Bikurim that only Tirish V'Yitzar has Kedushas Bikurim, but other Meperes don't have Kedushas Bikurim. How can you learn how from Truma to Bikurim? By Truma, the truth is, by Truma, all Meperes that are Shaykh to Truma, all Meperes have the din of the Pri. So on a Deraisa level, it's not really limited to Tirish V'Yitzar, except in the sense that there are no other cases. But it's not really limited to Tirish V'Yitzar. There really is no, on a Deraisa level, there really is no Doin Mino Vuki Basra over here. So what's Shaykh to learn back to Bikurim? So L'chayra, all the Meperes should have a Kedushas Bikurim. How can you learn from Truma otherwise? We're saying a Kula. It's a Kula. Rav Shua is learning out a Kula from Truma to Bikurim. That just like by Truma, only Yayin V'Shemen have Kedushas Truma. So by Bikurim also, only Yayin V'Shemen have Kedushas Bikurim. How do you learn such a Kula? But it doesn't say by Truma that only... Yeah, I mean, it says by Truma that only Yayin V'Shemen have Kedushas Truma, but not because... But that's just because there are no other Peiros. But it's not a limitation that Dinah Meperes in the Dinah Meperes per se. So how do you learn back to Bikur? So what are Rashi? It's time sister Torah. What is Rashi talking about? Kol the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun. We're learning back to Dinah Deraisa. That's another problem here. And then I want to raise the third problem, which I didn't talk about last week, which is that there's a Rabbanan Chumash, famous Rabbanan Chumash in Parshas Re'eh. The Rabban says, first of all, the Rabban holds, like most Rishonim, that the din of Trumas and Maisis is limited to Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar. But the Rabban takes that a step further, and the Rabban holds that it's so much limited to Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar that Yayin V'Shemen are Chayiv and Truma, but Zaysim V'Anovim are not Chayiv and Truma, and at their ice level. The Rabban holds that if you have Zaysim, they're not Tevel. Because there's no chi of chuma, and there's no chi of chuma semaisis from zaysim. It's only after you squeeze the zaysim and you turn it into oil, then it becomes yitzar. So then there's a chi of chuma semaisis. Same thing with wine. Grapes don't have a chi of chuma semaisis. Wine is a chi of chuma semaisis. That's what Rabban learns. Most Yishayim will hold that it's limited to dog and tears for yitzar. They don't mean, they say, okay, it's they mean it doesn't apply to apples. There's no chi of chuma on pomegranates. But there's a chi of chuma on olives and olives and grapes. If there's a chiyuv truma yayin v'shemen, and there's a chiyuv truma on olives and grapes too, the Ramban and Chumash said not the way. Olives and grapes don't have a chiyuv truma. Wine and oil have a chiyuv truma. So I don't understand. How does that stem with the Gemara in Chulin? The Gemara in Chulin wants to learn out from the din of meperos to the din of himches achelav agomay, to the din of melting down isurim. That when you melt an isur, it retains the shame isur. Right? The Gemara has a matzah, the Gemara has a Gemara has this rule: Dim chesachel of a gomer. If you melt down isurim, they retain the shame isur. And the Gemara says we make a matzah. The Gemara says, but only isur abam me'elav. What about isur she'ena abam me'elav? So he says, well, we can learn it out from truma bikurim. You see, by truma bikurim also that if you take an isur and you take an isur and you melt it down, you turn it into a liquid, so it retains the shame isur. Lefi the Ramban, it's not. But lefi the Ramban, what's even the case? You can't take Tevel of Zaysim and Ovim and squeeze it and have it retain the Shem Isser. There's no such thing as Tevel of Zaysim and Ovim. It only becomes Tevel when you turn it into Yayin V'Shem. So there's not even a case. And secondly, in the Lumdus, you can't say that the reason why the Yayin V'Shem is Tevel is because it retains the Shem Isser of the Pri. It retains the status of the Pri. On the contrary, the Pri doesn't have it in Tevel. Only the Yayin V'Shem have it in Tevel. So Chor doesn't make that doesn't make sense altogether. The whole point of the Gemara in Chulin is that we're going to learn out from Truman Bikurim, together with all of the other limudim, we're going to learn out a rule that if you take an isser and you take a solid isser and you turn it into a liquid, it retains the shem isser. Lefi the Ramban, that's not true by Yayin v'Shemen. It's not that if you take zaysim v'anofim of tevel and you squeeze them into juice, they retain the shem isser. There's no such thing as faked. They don't get the shem isser of tevel until you squeeze them. When you squeeze them, you turn into yayin v'shemen. Then, as yayin v'shemen, as tirish v'yitzer, they get a shem tevel. They never had a shem tevel when they were a pri. So it's not that the liquid retains the shem isser of the pri. The pri doesn't have the shem isser at all. The liquid is a new shem of tirish v'yitzer, and it's the one that has the chiyuv tevel. So how does it? Halachah makes it makes it makes it unintelligible. The whole sugya in chulin. So I want to say my halach. So I like this. We have a limud tovi that tells me that may peiros of bikurim, they have tushas bikurim. I mean, they were learning truma also that may peiros of truma, they have tushas truma. So the may peiros have they have tushas. They retain the kedusha. So yesh lachkar is the pshat that the meperis, they have kedusha, they retain the kedusha because I look at the meperis as a melted form of the pri. So it's the original pri, but the pri has been melted down. So it's a melted down pri. It's a michui of the pri. But the chiyuv bikurim, the issi bikurim that adheres to these meperis, to this meperis, is because the meperis are the pri in liquid form, so it's a michui pri. That's how I understand it. Or is the havana that it's not that the meperis are liquid pri, the meperis have a new shem of yayin v'shemen, they have a new shem of mashke, generally speaking, but they have in particular yayin v'shemen. And it's this new shem mashke, yayin v'shemen tirish v'yitzor. It's this new shem mashke that has kedusha in its own right. Not because it's a melted pri, but it's a new thing. Panim chadosh is bo lokan. There's a new mashke over here of yayin v'shemen, and the yayin v'shemen also has kedusha truma. And since it came from truma, so even if it was, I have zaysim anovim of truma. Now I have Tirish V'Yitzer of Truma. I have Yayin V'Shemen of Truma. So it's a new Shem. So why does this new Shem, took Truma? So we'll say the Truma, since the pre from which it came had Tushas Truma, so the Tushas Truma also passes on to the Mashke. But it's Bateris Mashke, not Bateris melted down pre. But that's my Chakira. When you have Meperis, is Meperis a new Shem Mashke? Or Meperis, I look at it as a new Shem Mashke. And its kedusha is because mashke also has kedusha. This mashke also has kedusha, or is it rather because I just look at it as a melted pri, and a melted pri also retains kedusha? So the ikka, what I want to suggest right now is that gufa is totally the machlekes of Beis and Rabbi Shua. If you hold like a Rebbelezer, that doy mino umino, that means the limud is only by bikurim. It's nothing to do with Tirush V'Yitzchur that it says by truma. It's a limud by bikurim, and when we want to know the parameters of this limud and the gender of this limud, we only look at bikurim. Doy mino umino. By bikurim, the Torah doesn't talk about Tirush V'Yitzchur. The Torah talks about Paris. Reishis bikurim ad Moscow. The Torah talks about Paris. So the Torah says if we have Exeris HaKosov, Tovi l'rabbis, that's marbe may peiros, and it's marbe all may, and all things being equal, we're marbe all may peiros. That's moving the Gemara. According to Belezer, there's no reason to limit it to zaysim hanovim or to any particular may peiros. It's a general ribi for all may peiros. So then, the pashat avon is that we're being marbe that if that peiros, when you liquefy them, they retain the same issa, they retain the same bikur. On the other hand, if you're like Yeshua, Yeshua says, even though it starts that way, it starts with the limud just as a limud for meperis, but then we learn to truma, we apply it to truma, and then domino ugi basra, and then we look at the gedarim of truma, and by truma we find that there's a special thing called tirush v'yitzah. There's a special din of tirush v'yitzah. The Torah singles out tirush v'yitzah. So that's megala that the chiyuv for meperis, A, it's limited to tirush v'yitzah, but also the gedar, it's not only that it's limited to tirush v'yitzah, but it also tells me a new gedder hadover, that the gedder hadover is that the meperis they have kedusha not because it's a melted pri, but because there's a new shem of tirish v'yitzer, so a new shem mashke of tirish v'yitzer, and tirish v'yitzer have kedusha truma. big revach is, you can say it this way, the big revach is that it, now it doesn't bother me anymore that by Truma itself, after all, there are no other parents in the world. There is only Tirish V'Yosef. There are no other parents to speak of. The chi of Truma is only by Dog and Tirish V'Yosef. All other parents, never mind the May parents, all other parents. All other parents don't have a chi of Truma and Maestros, only Dog and Tirish V'Yosef. So how can we learn out, how can we have a machlekes of Lezer and Meshu here all together? What are they arguing about? Lezer and Meshu are arguing about when you learn from Truma to Bikurim, when you learn from Bikurim to Truma, you say, is it only by Tirish V'Yitzah or is it by all by Paris? What do you mean? There are no other Paris. Well, there is a Tirish V'Yitzah. So what's the argument between Rav Lezer and Meshu? The answer is, you're right. On a practical basis, as a practical matter, it could be by Truma itself, there's no enough Kamino. No enough Kamino, because there are no other Paris. But on a lumdish level, there's a big nafkamina. Nonetheless, on a lumdish level, it's the lemachaikas. According to Abeleza, that don't mean no, me no. According to Abeleza, the gedder of May Paris is learned to have him be kurim. There's nothing. And therefore, the gedder adover is that michi apri is kipri. The May Paris to retain the status of the pri. It's a melted pri. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Shua, the gedder of May Paris is tirish v'yitzah. Because we find by Truma there's a special thing called tirish v'yitzah. There's a machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Meshua. What's the gedder of May Paris? According to Rabbi Lezer, the gedder of May Paris is behelim. I ignore the fact that it says tirish v'yitzah by Truma because I'm not learning out May Paris, the din of May Paris from Truma. I'm learning out from Bikurim. So the gedder of May Paris is just michi apri. It's melted pri. According to Meshua, the Geder May Paris is, I learned out now from the Pasuk of Tirish V'Yitzah, that the Geder May Paris is Tirish V'Yitzah. It's Betarah's Tirish V'Yitzah. By Truma itself, maybe there's no enough Kamino, because there's no other Paris, there are no other Paris to speak of, never, much less May Paris. But there'll be enough Kamino when I learn back from Truma to Bikurim, because that says in the Gemara, that after I learn to Truma, I can learn back from Truma to Bikurim. So according to Rabbi Lezer, I learned back. There's nothing to learn back from Truman. There is nothing to learn back from Truman to Bikurim. All May Paris are Michi Apri, and they're Chayim and Bikurim, but there is Michi Apri. But according to Abishua, that it's Daimino Bukli Basra. So when I learn from Bikurim to Truma, that May Paris are Kaparis, but by Truma it says Tirish V'Yitzar. So by Truma it's Betaris Tirish V'Yitzar, not Betaris Michi Apri, but it's Betaris this new Shem of Tirish V'Yitzar. So now when I learn back from Truma to Bikurim, so what I learned back is that may Paris or Kiparis only betaris Tirish V'Yitzah. And Tirish V'Yitzah maybe is limited to say Simanov. Other may Paris and not Tirish V'Yitzah. We'll elaborate that in the Kun in a second more, but I'll kapanim. Now I understand why it doesn't. So what did Rashi want with called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun? Rashi killed out of Kasha. How can you have a Chalek Zerb Lezrim Shua? There's no other Paris. There are no other Paris. So Rashi is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain Deraisa Tikkun. What does Rashi want? Now we said a whole lumpness. I think the answer is Rashi was bothered by a different question. Rashi was bothered at the end of the day by Sharmei Paris. By the end of the day, other Paris, the Chi of Truma by other Paris, the Chi of Truma on apples, the Chi of Truma on pomegranates, is only Chi of the Rabbanan altogether. So Rabbanan could do whatever they wanted. So if you'll ask me by Truma itself, is pomegranate juice of Truma, does it have Dusus Truma? So how can I have machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Meshua about it? Based on the Psukim are only talking about Tirish V'Yitzah. Pomegranate juice is only the Rabbanan. So Rabbanan could do whatever they wanted. You know, Rabbanan could just flip a coin. Is pomegranate juice going to be Chayim and Truma? Is pomegranate juice going to be Chayim and Truma? So I said, no, call the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain Deraisa and Tikkun. If Midaraisa, the Geder of May Paris is that Michi Apri is Kipri, then it'll apply to all Paris. If the Geder Adover is Betaris Tirish V'Yitzah, then it'll be limited to Tirish V'Yitzah. That's all Rashi meant by kol tikkun rabbanan kain deraisa tikkun. Rashi didn't mean that there is no machlokes on a deraisa level. Of course, it's a machlokes on a deraisa level. It's machlokes on a deraisa level because we're going to learn it back to Bikurim. Obviously, it's a machlokes on a deraisa level. But the machlokes on a deraisa level, when it comes to Truma, it's only a theoretical machlokes. What's the geder hadover? Why is Tirish V'Yitzah? Why is Tirish V'Yitzah retained the tusas of Truma? Is it because it's a michi apri or because it's a new shem of Tirish V'Yitzah? So it's a theoretical machlokes by Truma, and then we learn back to Bikurim, and by Bikurim it'll be a real machlokes. But Rashi said, but by other payers of Truma, why is there a machlekes at all? Other payers, we should just do it let the Chazal decide. You know, the Chazal should decide on the basis of, I don't make them make some economic decision. Do they want pomegranate juice to be chayim and truma, not chayim and truma? Why is that totally in the lomdus? So Rashi said, no, because kol d'tikun rabbanan came there, Isaac tikun, so that the rabbanan also conforms itself to the lomdus understanding. If the lomdus understanding is that may peris ke peris, by bikurim, for example, it will be by all may peris, so me the rabbanan, the same thing will be true by truma. If it's limited to tirish v'yitzar, and by bikurim it will be limited to tirish v'yitzar, then by truma also, even though it's a rabbanan, it will be limited to tirish v'yitzar. Darling with me so far. So Mela, I think this could also shed light. What's driving Rashi, Taisus, the Rashba? They all learn that the chiluk between Tirish V'Yitzar and other payers is based on the Metzias. Is it just Taneliluya, or is it what kind of das did people have when they planted the pre? Maybe it's Yisrael Kosov. Maybe the Torah said Tirish V'Yitzar. So Gzeres HaKosov, that Tirish V'Yitzar are not a Zeya Ba'alma, and everything else in the world is a Zeya Ba'alma. Like, that's one of the questions he asked at the beginning. Like who told Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashba that somehow it's a paradigm that we can generalize this to other pairs? There's something about Zeisim Ba'anovim that makes them special, that their mashke has Kedusha. Maybe it's time Gzeres HaKosov, the Torah said Tirish V'Yitzar are more Chosov than everything else. I think the answer is, you can't say stam and tzigzeres hakosov, because there's no warrant for such tzigzeres hakosov. The fact that the Torah is singled out tirish v'yitzar, where does it say in Torah that tirish v'yitzar have a new shem, that tirish v'yitzar, how should I say this? The Rishonim were bothered. How do you know that only Zeshim, Only Tirish V'Yitzar has a special Shem Mashke of Tirish V'Yitzar? Maybe it's not true. Maybe all May Peres have a special Shem Mashke. Either the Torah only talks about Tirish V'Yitzar. Maybe the Torah only talked about Tirish V'Yitzar for a side reason. Because it happens to be that only Zeisim V'Anovim are Chayiv and Chumah. So if only Zeisim V'Anovim are Chayiv and Chumah, so the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzar. Lu Yitzur, that Reminim were also Chayiv and Chumah, then the Torah would have given a name to the juice of Reminim too. We would have given it a name. We would have called it, I don't know, Pam or something. We would give it a name. So there's no riot just because Torah only talked about Tirish V'Yitzar. There's no riot that other May Paris also don't have a special status. Maybe all May Paris have a special status. Maybe all May Paris have a Shem Mashke. The same way that the Yayin V'Shem does. The Torah singles out Tirish V'Yitzar because there's no other case by Truman. But Be'etzer, maybe all May Paris have a new Shem Mashke. So therefore, the Rishayim said, no. There's an objective difference, Taka, between Tirish V'Yitzar and other Mashkin. Tirish V'Yitzar is really a Mashke, has a Shem Mashke, because that's what it's planted for, or because it's Nishtanali Luya. So there's an objective reason why that's more of a Mashke than other May Peres. Other May Peres is just a Michi Pri. Apple juice is just squeezed apples. It's just melted down apples. It doesn't have a new Shem Mashke, because it wasn't planted for apple juice, it was planted for apples. Zeisim ve'anovim, which are planted for the Yayin v'Shemen, there the Yayin v'Shemen has a new Shem of Mashke. So, that's an objective fact. That I know a priori. I know a priori, that's not based on the Pesukim. I know a priori that Yayin v'Shemen are more of a Mashke and other Peres are not a Mashke. I know. Yayin v'Shemen is a beverage because that's what it's planted for. That's a beverage. That's a Mashke. Other May Peres are just melted pre. That's not learned out from the Pesukim. That's something I know before I come to the Pesukim. Now when I come to the Pesukim, I want to know, but what did Torah mean when it said that May Peres are Kaperes? The Torah said, Tovi l'rabbis, hey, man, open the Dorchen. The Torah said, Aribi by Bikurim, that May Peres have the din of the pre. What did the Torah mean by that? Did the Torah mean that May Peres have a din of a pre because a melted pre is like a pre? And then it'll apply to all Peres because all May Peres are melted Peres. Or did the Torah mean that May Paris are chayiv have tushes bikurim because they have a shem mashke, and then it'll be limited to those kind of mashke that have an independent shem mashke, namely tirish v'yitzur or things that are like tirish v'yitzur that they're planted al das kein or that they're nishtani liluya and therefore they have a shem mashke, and that's takla mechleges. Rabbi Lez says, don't you know? by Bikurim, it doesn't say anything about Tirish V'Yitzur. It doesn't say anything about a particular pri. Just as we read, we told me to be Marvin May Paris. So Mestomet means May Paris, whether they are a masker, whether they're not a masker, whether they're planted for that or not planted for that. Melted Paris, they're like Paris. And that's Rebbe Lezer. Where Rebbe Shua says, no, we learn it out, since we learn it out to Truma. And by Truma, the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzur. So from there I learn out that when the Torah said that May Paris have Kedusha, the Torah meant it, but Torah is masker. And if it meant that Peter is mashke, then it's limited to things that are mashke. And what things are mashke? Pirish v'yitzer, typically. But likewise, other, if I had some other fruit that was also planted for the mashke, that was also nishtan aliluya, that would also have a shem of a mashke. You know?
Then what does the Gemara want from Shumar of Bikurim as part of the source for Tevel Chadash?
We'll cut that in a second. I think they have a teretz for the Ramban also. The Ramban said, the Ramban holds in Chumash, that the Chiyuv Trumas and Maestris is limited to Dog and Tirish V'Yitzur. But Ad Kedekach, that he says it's only Tirish V'Yitzur, it's not even the Zeisim V'Anovim. The Zeisim V'Anovim don't have, there's no Chiyuv Trumas and Zeisim V'Anovim, only on the Tirish V'Yitzur. The heart's against the Gemara, because the Gemara wants to learn out from the din of Truma Bikurim to the din that if you take Yisurim and you melt them down, they retain the Shem Yisur. How's it comparable, B'chal? By Truma, the Zeisim and Ov don't have a Shem Truma. It's only the Jews that has a Shem Truma, because it has new Shem of Tirish V'Yitzur. So that's B'chal not doimah to melting down Yisurim? The answer is that that's not going to look like a blessing of Yeshua. It depends what you hold. If you hold like a Yeshua that Tirish V'Yitzur means B'tayres Tirish V'Yitzur, we have a pasuk that may pay us to tell that according to Bishua, we learn out from Tirish V'Yitzur that whenever you find Kedusha's Truma what I want to say is in the Chrami, the Ramban is only according to Bishua. According to Bishua, that we said Doiminobu Kibasra, that even though we find that May Paris and Kaparis, that's only by Tirish V'Yitzur, and only because that has a new shame of Tirish V'Yitzur. So then when the Torah says Tirish V'Yitzur, it's B'Torah's the new shame of Tirish V'Yitzur. If it's B'Torah's the new shame of Tirish V'Yitzur, then and even Zeisim Alovim not. Even Zeisim Alovim would have to Sustruma, because the Torah said Tirish V'Yitzur, B'Torah's the mask of Tirish V'Yitzur. But according to Belezer, that may pay, that we learn out from Bikurim, that all may payers are, that may payers are kipayers, that may payers are kipayers, by all may payers. So the fear of Elazar, we have a Gemara Chulin. Can't believe Mr. Bukram and Chulin. Even the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzur by Truma, but since we know according to Belozer that may Paris are kiperos, that melted Paris are like Paris, so Mimela, when the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzur, Lefira Belez, it's Mesabra, it's Paris melted Paris. Lefira Beshua, that melted Paris are not kiperos, only Tirish V'Yitzur has Kedushas Truma, Paris Tirish V'Yitzur, then when the Torah says Tirish V'Yitzur, it's not Paris melted Paris. Then it's not limited to Tirish V'Yitzur. We hold like a Beshua, we pass like a Beshua anyway. So Rabban and Chumash going like a Beshua. Lefira Bishua, Tirish V'Yitzur is not melted Paris, it's a new Shem of Tirish V'Yitzur. So what is the same Torah? The Torah says you have to take Trumas and Maestros from Dog and Tirish V'Yitzur. So Tirish V'Yitzur means Yayin V'Shem, and it doesn't mean Zeisim V'Anovim. But Lefira Belozer, that Michri Pri is Kapri, that melted Paris are Kaperis, so even though the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzur, Lefira Belezer, it could be the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzur, but Torah is melted Paris. So Lefira Belezer is Mustabra that Zeisim V'Anovim are Chayim and Trumas and Maestros. So Lefi Rabbi Lezer in the Chami, Lefi Rabbi Lezer, Lefi Rabbi Lezer, Zaysim and Anovim will be Chayim and Tumah. Now, Lefi Zer, according to this whole Mahalach, it comes out that according to Rabbi Shua, the din that made Paris a Kaparis, at least by Tirish V'Yitzah, the din that Tirish V'Yitzah, that Yayin V'Shemen, retains the Kedushas Truma, Lefi Rabbi Shua, that's Paris a new Shem of Mashke. That's not because it has, it's not Paris a melted pre, it's a new Shem Mashke. According to Belezer, may Paris have Kedushas Truma, Kedushas Bigurim, because Paris a melted pre. So no, I'm pointing out before, the Gemara wants to learn out from Truma and Bikurim a Mahatzad to melted Isser, that melted Isserim in general, Hekdesh and Klayim, that melted Isserim retain the Shem Isser. We already have a limudim for that, but maybe only by Isser B'me'elav, how do you know it's a Shein B'me'elav? So we said, well, Yolof Lami Bikurim, but Bikurim we have a Kashid, so we said, well, Yolof Lami Truma Bikurim. So we're roping Truma and Bikurim into the limud that if you melt an Isser down, it retains the Shem Isser. Bishlam Elfir Abelezer, that makes sense. Because Lefir Abelezer, the May Paris and Kaparis, Bataris melted pre. So it's Bataris, so there you can see the principle that May Paris, that a melted thing is like the thing itself. But Lefir Abishua, that's not what you see in the, you don't see that at all. Lefir Abishua, it's May Paris have Ktusha, Bataris Mashke, Bataris Tirish V'Yitzer, Bataris Anushem, but not Bataris a melted pre. So how could that be part of a limud? How can you learn out from there to, in general, when you melt a pre, that it, when you melt an Isser, that it retains the Shem Isser? So you'll have to say that the Mahatzad only stems with Rebbe Losser. When the Gemara said that we learn after Truma Bikurim, it's only going according to Rebbe Losser, which anyway many Achrayim say, that the Mechas Baruch talks about. He brings a lot of Goyle Achrayim, Shagasaye, Mishkan Yankiv, the Chacham Tzvi, a lot of Achrayim, they anyway say in the Gemara that the Limud is only according to Rebbe Losser, not according to Rebbe Shua, not for my reason, but they say for a simple reason, because according to Rebbe Shua, it's limited to Zaysim Anovim. It's not even true by apples. So if it's not even true by apples, it's only true by Zaysim and Ovim. So how do you learn out from there to Shari Surim? It's not even true by all Truma Bikurim that the Mashke is Kemaisai. So if it's not even true by all Bikurim, how can that be a mocha to say that melted down Yisurim retained the Shem Isser? So a lot of Achayim say anyway that the Limud has to only go according to that, that Limud, that Matzat, only goes according to Rebbe Losser. The Mechas Baruch himself is Chayla, because I told you the Mechas Baruch before Shabbos. The Mechas Baruch says that that every mashkin, there's two things. It's a melted pre and it's a new shem mashke. What does Michas Baruch say? Michas Baruch says that the machlekes of Lezner Rishua is whether the juice is part of the pre. But if it's part of the pre, then the fact that it's melted doesn't bother me. But the matzad only goes according to Belezer. So this mahalach for sure is going to be that way. That the matzad only stems with Belezer. Because according to Bishua, it's not Bataris Michri Pri, it's Bataris Anu Shem Mashke. So let's go over this ground again, because I want to talk about the Rai, but also I don't know if we have time today. I mean, we have time, but I don't know if we have we'll see. But at least we'll start the Rambam. But let's go over what were the kashas? We had a whole slew of kashas. Kasha number one was, what was the hechach of Yishayim to learn that the difference between Yayin and Shemin on the one hand and other Mashkin on the other hand is something objective? It's something that we can compare other, we can ask to do with the fact that it was planted for that, or that it was Nishtan Eliluya. Maybe it's Xeris Akosov. That Yayin Meshemin is not a Zeyah Balma, and everything else is a Zeyah Balma. Make a taste of that it's Nosat the Teres Kalecha Vechad Biyodah, we can determine what's a Zeyah Balma, what's not a Zeyah Balma. Maybe it's Klap Xeris Akosov. This is a Zeyah Balma, this is not a Zeyah Balma. Yayin Meshemin is not a Zeyah Balma. Everything else is a Zeyah Balma. That was question number one. Question number two, we had a problem with the Sugyo, which is by Tumas and Mises, most of Shayim hold that it's only Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer. Other, the Chi of Tumas Mises is limited to Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer. So how can we have a machlekes of Belezer and Rebbe Lozer? How can we have a machlekes of Belezer and Rebbe Shua by Truma, where the Sharmei Paris are Kiparis? There are no other Paris. All there is these Yayin V'Shemin. There are no other Paris in the world. So how can there be such a machlekes? So Rashi says, "Call the Tikkun Rabbanu came there, I said Tikkun." What do you mean, "Call the Tikkun Rabbanu came there, I said Tikkun"? But we learn back to Bikurim. So we're not only dealing with the Rabbanus, we're dealing with their Isis too. from Truma going to learn back to Bikurim? Whether pomegranate juice has the status of Bikurim? If you have Bikurim of pomegranates and you squeeze them, does the juice have the status of Bikurim? So you're learning that from Truma to Bikurim. How do you learn that from Truma to Bikurim? By Truma, there is nothing but Tirish V'Yitzah. That was question number two. Question number three was the Rabbanu Chumash. The Rabbanu Chumash says that Zeisim Yanovim don't even have Tusas Truma, only Tirish V'Yitzah. So how does it seem with the Gemara? The Gemara in the Chulin wants to learn that from Truma and Bikurim that melted Isser retains the status of the Isser. So just like you see that melted Zeisim Anovim retained the status of the Zeisim Anovim. It doesn't retain the status of the Zeisim Anovim. The Zeisim Anovim never had the status in the first place. It's only the Tirish V'Yitzer that has the status of Truma. So the Kitzur, the basic Yisoid is that the Machlokes have less Mishua. When the Daimino Minor, Daimino Uki Basra, it's not just a technical machlokes which juices are like the pre itself. I mean, anyway, it wouldn't make any sense because there are no other juices. Dog, it's limited anyway. It's, the din truma is only about dog and tirish v'yitzer. There are no other juices. So the machlokes can't just be which juices have the din of meperes kiperes. Rather, it's the yisoidistic machlokes. See, so to stick my is what's the havana in the din of meperes and kaperes? The Torah says tovi to be marbe meperes. Well, how do we understand that? Rabbi Lezer understands since he holds doimino vuki, but doimino mino. Rabbi Lezer holds just means that the melted pre is like the pre. The melted pre. That when the pre goes from being a solid to a liquid, so it still has the it still retains the shame. It retains the shame pre. That's Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shua holds doimino vuki basra. Says no. Since I learned that from Bikurim to Truma, and by Truma we know the Torah has a new shem of Tirish V'Yitzah. The Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzah, which is a new shem. So it's not just the Torah doesn't talk about just melted down melted Zeisim Anovim. The Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzah. Tirish V'Yitzah is a new chashivus. Even in Svara, the Rishonim say it's a new chashivus because we know it's planted al das kein. So if Avada has a special a new chashivus of a mashke, the Yain V'Shem is more chashiv than the Zeisim Anovim. So if Avada has a shem in its own right. So the fear of Yeshua, since he holds Doimino Buki Basra, so the fear of Yeshua, I learned from Truma that when the Torah said that may Paris have Kedusha, it didn't mean B'Torah is the melted pre. It meant they have Kedusha, B'Torah is the new mashke of Tirish V'Yitzah. L'mayin Afkamina, so by Truma itself, maybe the Takanon Afkamina, because there are no other Paris anyway in the Torah. But the Nafkamina when I learn back to Bikurim. Because this could then I could then turn around and learn back to Bikurim that it's limited. This din of meperes kiperes is limited to things that are like yayin v'shemen that they have a new shem mashke, which means that it's limited to things that have their own shem mashke. What defines a shem mashke? What defines a shem mashke? That they were planted al das kein or those in shan of luya, depending on whether they go like Rashi or Tosis. And the fear of Lezer, there's no such limud. That's how the Rishonim knew that it's not stam exeris or kosov that Yayim Hashemin is different than other mashkin. Because it's very hard to see such exeris or kosov. The fact that the Torah talked about Tirish V'Yitzer, it didn't talk about pomegranate juice, that's not a raya. Maybe pomegranate juice also has a shem mashkin, and maybe it has its own. Maybe it also has its own name. But the Torah doesn't talk about it because there's no kiyum tumas on pomegranates. So the answer is no, that we know a priori, that Yayim Hashemin is more of a mashkin than anything else. So if you hold doimino vuki basra, Then we assume that the din of meperes is kiperes is since by truma it's only by tirish v'yitzah. So that tells me that it's b'toras tirish v'yitzah. It's b'toras mashke, not b'toras melted pre. And maybe within meperes also it's only those liquids, those juices that have a teres mashke. A teres mashke is defined by what, the dasa of the teo or nishtani lulu. And then finally, vis-a-vis the Ramban Chumash. Now it's because of the Ramban Chumash, we could say that this yisoid of the Ramban that only Tirish V'Yitzer is chayim in Trumas and Maestros, but Zeisim Yanovim not chayim in Trumas and Maestros. It was only said Aliva Rav Elezer. It was only said Aliva Rav Shua, not according to Rav Elezer. About the Dvarim Mistabim, according to Rav Shua, that may, there's no such thing that may Paris of it, that a melted pre is like a pre. Tirish V'Yitzer is a new mashke. So if the Torah talks about Tirish V'Yitzer, we don't find in the Torah that Zeisim Yanovim that the Zechiyah of Tumah from Zeisim Yanovim. But the fear of a lesson that it melted pre is a pre, so that when the Torah talked about Zeis, it talked about Tirish V'Yitzer. Maybe the Torah meant that Tirish V'Yitzer are chayim tumas ma'ases, but Torah is Zeisim Yanovim. So then taka Zeisim Yanovim would be chayim. Then it's mishtame that Zeisim Yanovim are chayim tumas. Yeah, that's visa Rishon.
How would that work within the mechanics of the drush? I mean, according to Yeshua, if the Tirish V'Yitzer was only ever because they have a new shame, So how did we get started? I mean, if the first piece of the drasha was, we know by Bikurim that Mashkana Yotzim Hara Kamos, and therefore we're going to apply that to Truma,
right.
Basra. So what are we applying to Truma, though? Isn't that an idea that we're...
Because the drasha itself is ambivalent. The drasha itself doesn't say. The drasha says, May Paris or Kaparis. Could be Bataris, May Paris. And then it'll be by all Paris. It could be Bataris Mashke, and then it'll be limited to Paris that are like Zesim and Ovim, that they're planted for the sake of the Jews. So if I only had Bikurim, I wouldn't have a right to limit it. If I only had the Psukka by Bikurim, according to Blessed, that really is all that I have. So then I don't have a right to limit it. It doesn't say the limitation in the Psukka. Torah says, Tavi, it's Marba, all Paris. Not all Paris have a Bataris Mashke. Lots of Paris, they don't have a Bataris Mashke. They're just melted food because they're not planted for the Jews. So then I don't have a right to limit it. But if you hold like I'm sure that when I transfer it to Truma, and by Truma, the only mashka that there is Tir Shvi Yitzur. So that changes the nature of the drasha. And then I say that in regard to Truma, it's a drasha only about Yayin V'Shemen. And then in regard to Truma, it's a drasha not just that a melted pri is like a pri, but that it has a new Tusha B'Torahs, the new Torahs mashka of Tir Shvi Yitzur. And then I learn back from Truma to Bikurim. No, it's the Nechami. The limud could go either way, depending on what it says in the limud. If it's a limud for all Paris, then it's the limud of Michi Pri Kapri. If it's a limud that's limited to Zaysim Ben Ovim or things that are like Zaysim Ben Ovim, then it's a limud that it has Kedusha B'Torahs, B'Torahs, the new Shem Mashka.
But once he brings it back to Bikurim, even by Bikurim, there was no idea of it being like a Mashka, it was Yotzim and Pri, it's just because it's a new Mashka.
Right, that's what it says in the Sugya. Anyway, it says in the Sugya, when we go back to Bikurim, then somehow it picks up the limitations that we found by Truma. It's like one pot. You know, the limudim, they inform each other. So, you know, by Bikurim it says Tam, but then by Truma it says Tir Shvi Yitzur, and then that tells me back to Bikurim. So now Ke'ilu, it says May Paris and Kaparis, but only by Tir Shvi Yitzur. Yeah, there's another sheet here in Yishayim. The Rashba brings a Ravid. Rashba brings a Ravid. The Ravid Taka holds that the Machlekes of Lesnim Shua is Exeris HaKosov. And therefore, it has nothing to do with brachas. Rav Shua holds that Other Meperis don't have Kedushas Truma, and Rabbi Lezer holds that all Meperis have Kedushas Truma, but it's a machlekes about Kedushas Truma. It has nothing to do with brachas. By brachas, all Meperis have the brachas by priets. And he brings a raya. He says it's like gora from shlokas. Vegetable soup is by priad dama. How could juice be less than vegetable soup? How could juice be less than soup? If you take vegetables and you cook it into a soup, the water gets a bari pi adama. The water in which you cook the vegetables becomes a bari pi adama. So the juice of the fruit itself, for sure, should be a bari pi adama or a bari pi etz, depending whether it's a fruit or a vegetable, but that's irrelevant. But it's not a shakal nivadur. So says the Rav. If you try to ask this kasha, we'll talk about this kasha. We'll have to silo separately. But this is a discussion in Shaitim. In Agamar, it says that juice is shakal nivadur. The Gemara later on says that vegetable soup is bari pi adama. How does that stem? Why vegetable soup is more removed from the vegetables than juices from the, right? In Scharim, by the Batas Sechel, I take an apple and I squeeze out the juice, it's shakal nivadur. I take a carrot and I cook it in water, and then the water becomes a bari pi adama. How does it make any sense? The water in which I cook the carrot is even further removed from the carrot than the juice is removed from the apple. So how can this be a shakal and this be a bari pi adama? So a lot of Shem say it has to do with what's the derech. Vegetables are made to be cooked for vegetables. The derech is to make vegetables into vegetable soup. And by juice, it's not the derech to turn the fruit into juice, except taka for tir shvitzer. But the Ravid thinks that it's a kasha. And therefore the Ravid says, it's the gova pasha taka, that if vegetable soup is bari pi adama, then juice is bari pi etz. it doesn't. Rabbi Shua says that it's not chayiv in trumas and maisus. That's exactly what's also about trumas and maisus. That the juice doesn't have a chiyuv trumas and maisus, or if you have trumas, if you have fruit of trumas and maisus, and you squeeze it, the juice loses the chiyuv. But that's nothing to do with the bracha bar beitz or bar piyadama. If it has a bracha bar beitz, Agamar though is talking about a special case. Agamar is talking about where the juice oozed out by itself. You didn't squeeze it for the juice. It was zov me'elov. Zov me'elov, that's just a zeya ba'alma. That's what the Gemara talks about, zeya ba'alma. Zeya ba'alma means when it oozed out by itself. And that's taka worse. And that's what Marbar Rashi says is shakal nivadvar. It's limited to juice that oozes out by itself. But if you kite the shit, that means you yourself, you put it into a juicer, and you juiced it, and you extracted the juice, so like you would, so that's about a bar. It's not worse than vegetable soup, but it's bar. So then the rabbi asks, so if that's the case, so then Mar Barashi has nothing to do with Machlekes or Belezer and Meshua. They're not even talking about the same case. Belezer and Meshua are talking about a case where you juiced it, you took a fruit and you juiced it. And that's not a bar. It's Machlekes by Truma, but for Brochus it's bar. And Mar Barashi is talking about a case where the juice oozed out on its own. And that's why that's called Zeya Ba'alma, and that's called Zeya Ba'alma, and that's Shakal Nivadvar. So, but the Gemara says that Mar Barashi is Kirbashua. So what does it have to do with Rabshua? Rabshua is not even the same case. Says the Ravid. That Milsa Debshita Noka. He talks about Rabshua because according to Rabshua, for sure, the juice is Shakal Nivadvar. The juice that oozes out by itself is Shakal Nivadvar. Because even if you juiced it, it's in the Rashba. The Ravid brings the Gemara in Chulin, the Rabshua and Rabbi Lezer, they're arguing with Uki Basra, Daimino Mino, Daimino Uki Basra. The Ikshazal, so the Ravid asked, if that's the case, so Taimad Rabshua, Lab Mishum Zehu, then Rabshua is not that, the Rabshua's reason is nothing to do with Zeya. The reason why there's no Kedushas Truma on Sharmei Peres is not because it's a Zeya Ba'alma, but because Zeya Sakosuv, Uki Basra, Zeya Sakosuv, it's only Yayin Vashem. So let me show you what I'm saying. No, the Xerxes HaKosev is Megala, that it's Zeya Balma. That's what the Rashi himself says. But the Rabbi doesn't want to say that way. It's Xerxes HaKosev, Taka, not Zeya Balma. Taka, not Zeya Balma. We're not necessarily Zeya Balma. V'dochak v'tirisal. And he adds, v'hikshu huzal. Yehochi taimen v'shu lab mishum Zeya. It's not because it's a Zeya, k'mar barabashi. Ela mehai taimen, it's because of doimino v'uki basro. Even if he juiced it, which the Ravid seems to think is not a Zeya Ba'alma, still it doesn't have Tusas Truma. So what's Mar Barabashi want? The Dochak Vatiris, the Eshin, the Mar Barabashi, Sovelok of Sey, Behecha the Havizeya. I will Hecha the Koshin, Mar Barabashi holds like Yeshua when it's a Zeya, when it oozed out by itself. But when you juiced it, Itaka doesn't hold that way. The Iker Havi, because if you juice it, then that's the Iker Pri. But like Gora, Mimaya, the silk, it's not worse than vegetable soup. The Ik Shoid. So I'm kind of feeling like Rabbi Lezer. So why is it where I say it goes like Rabbi Shua? You go like Rabbi Lezer too. Rabbi Lezer only said that if you juice a juice, that it has Kusus Truma. But he didn't say that, but if it oozed out by itself, then it's a Zayab Alma, even according to Rabbi Lezer. The Atkan after she's continuing the question. The Atkan lepliger Rabbi Lezer ela bepeiris v'asal masker. Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer only argues in Rabbi Shua when you juice it that it has tusas truma. I have a maskin shazovu, but if it just does that by itself, zeya ba'alman inu. That's a zeya. V'leim shalom chaimish. But tiris the Ravid answered ikal meima de milsa de pshita lekama de ker Rabbi Shua vaday a Rabbi Lezer sofik. He says that he said Rabbi Shua because according to Rabbi Shua it's more certain. According to Rabbi Shua, that juice. according to Rabbi Shua, that even if you juice it, it doesn't have tusas truma. So then for sure, if it oozes out on its own, it's a shakan liyav advar. But according to Rabbi Lezer, that if you juice it, it has tusas truma, and it's not so clear that if it oozes out on its own, it'll be a shakan liyav advar. That's kind of the right way, the way the Rashba quotes it. Yeah.
Nidon for Mara of Ashi is Dusha de Tamri, and the Bryce that quoted in Machlokas also includes one of the three things is Dusha de Tamri, or is Dvash Tamarim. So why do we assume that they're talking about different things? That Rilaz is only saying his thing by.
Oh, it's Lashon Gemara.
Lashon Dvash Tamarim, but Yayan Tabukim.
And what's Lashon Mara of Ashi?
Okay,
he'll have to learn. It's a different case. Because to be saying of Alma, it has to ooze out. It's a case where it oozed out by on its own. That's what the Rabbi says. Yeah, Necham. He reads that in the Gemara. Since it's a Zay of Alma, it has to be that it oozed out by itself. So the Rabbi is very sure. The Rabbi is very sure on many levels. First of all, I don't know where to start. First of all, how can the Rabbi say that the Machlekes of Elezer and Meshua is only when you juiced it, and then it's not a Zay of Alma? Zay of Alma is when it oozed out on its own. That's part of what he said. The Gemara of Sochem says, my time with Meshua, because it's a Zay of Alma. Rabbi Sochem Chavdalet says Beferish that Rabbi Shua's reason is that it's a Zeyab Alma. So Beferish and Gemara, the time of Rabbi Shua is because it's a Zeyab Alma. According to the Ravid, when you juice it, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua are arguing where you juiced it, be a dime, you were kaitish it. You made it into juice. So that's, and the Ravid says, that's not called Zeyab Alma. Zeyab Alma is only when it oozes out on its own. So it's against the Gemara. Number two, the Rashba asks on the Ravid, he says, so. At the end of the day, Mar Bar Vashi has nothing to do with Rabbi Lezer and Meshua. Mar Bar Vashi is a din of Zeya, and Rabbi Lezer and Meshua are talking about a case where it's not a Zeya. What does the Rabbi mean? According to Rabbi Meshua, it's for sure. According to Rabbi Lezer, it's a Sofik. They're just not talking about the same case. Rabbi Lezer and Meshua are arguing about a case where it's not a Zeya, and their argument is Zeya Kosov, whether it has to Sushum or not. And Mar Bar Vashi is talking about a case of Zeya, and because Zeya is Shakal Nivadvar. What does he mean that Mar Bar Vashi holds like a Meshua by Zeya, by Zof Me'elov? He doesn't hold like a Meshua when it was when you were Kaitish it, but Mar Bar Vashi is Chelek and Tanoim. He's certainly not like a Lezer, and he's not even like a Meshua. So he's against all the Tanoim. How can that be? And then he says that if you juice it, it's not worse than vegetable soup. So what does that mean? The Gemara says halacha is that vegetable soup is very piyadom. That means halacha is not like a Meshua. Besides, he's also like he says to himself midei bay, because he started off by saying that Rabbi Lezer Meshua is exei sakosu. It's nothing to do with zeya ba'alma. So chayim means, and therefore it shouldn't impinge on halachas brachas. But then he turns around and he seems to say that according to Rabbi Shua, the bracha would taka be. He says that Mar Bar Vashi is chaylik on Rabbi Shua. He holds like Rabbi Shua by Zeya, but he doesn't agree with Rabbi Shua. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Shua by Kotshon. Why? He might agree with Rabbi Shua by Kotshon that it doesn't have to sus truma, but the bracha still be shavus. The bracha would be bari peyetz. Let me elaborate on that last question. What was his kasha in the first place, the Ravid? The Ravid asked, Agamar says that Mar Bar Vashi says it's shahakul because it's a Zeya, but Rabbi Shua is not saying that it's a Zeya. He says exeris hakosuf. Time of Rabbi Shua is la mishum Zeya. It's exeris hakosuf. So does that exeris hakosuf also impinge on brachas? That's a mafurish, I don't know. Maybe it does. Maybe when you have the Xeris HaKosov that doesn't have Tusas Truma, maybe it won't have the Bracha either. L'chara, because the Hemshech is that Mar Bar Vashi Sovele Kavasei B'Zeyo, but Hecha De Koshin Loi. Mar Bar Vashi doesn't agree with Rabbi Shua, so it sounds like Mar Bar Vashi says the Bracha is Shehakol, that's only by Zeyo. But if it's Koshon, if you juiced it, then he doesn't agree with Rabbi Shua. Apparently he thinks that if the Mar Bar Vashi is only saying it's Shehakol by Zeyo, it's only Shehakol because it's a Zeyo. But if it wouldn't be a Zeya, then it wouldn't be Shakal, it would be Bari Peitz. And that's not like Rabbi Shua. So that means that according to Rabbi Shua, juice is really a Shakal, not like Mar Bar Vashi. Yeah, so again, how can that be? Marav Ashi is chaylik in the Tanoim, and the Gemara said later on Shlokis is on Shlokis to make a bracha of Bar Pi Adoma. It's and the Gemara really doesn't invoke it. It's against Rabbi Lesser. It's against Rabbi Shua. It's not a word of that in the Gemara anyway. It's a very, very sure Ravid. I have a mahalach in the Ravid, but I think, first of all, it's not enough time to say it now. And also, I want them to work on the Ravid. So then we'll to work on the Ravid. Yeah, so Mitzvah Shem, next time, I want to try to. I have a mahalach, how the Ravid learned the Gemara in Chulin.